With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A phased-in ceasefire deal in Gaza could be near. More on the story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a US-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel gives an upfront commitment for a complete end to the war. But all sides warn a deal's still not guaranteed. The officials say Hamas wants written guarantees from mediators that Israel will continue to negotiate a permanent ceasefire deal once the first phase goes into effect. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention. He says Hezbollah continues to pummel northern Israel with hundreds of rockets every day. Also at SRNnews.com, a setback for conservatives in the Badger State. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that officials can place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's election. The decision overturns the court's own ruling 2 years ago, which limited the use of drop boxes in the presidential swing state. The difference has to do with the makeup of the court. Conservatives controlled the state Supreme Court 2 years ago, but in April of last year, the court was flipped to Democratic control. Seeing an opening, Priorities USA, a progressive voter mobilization group, asked the court to revisit the decision a few months ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden has used a highly anticipated TV interview to repeatedly reject taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he is up for serving a term in another office. Appearing with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he blames his disastrous debate performance on a bad episode. This is SRN News. San Francisco has wrapped up Gay Pride Month. SRN's Michael Harrington.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Kansas has blocked a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere across the country. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against the rule from a federal judge in recent weeks. It applies in Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming because they sued. It also applies to a Stillwater, Oklahoma middle school that has a transgender student suing. This is SRN News. Louisiana must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. John Scott reporting.
A fast-moving forest fire in southern New Jersey is now 65% contained. The blaze in the Wharton State Forest was reported early. Officials say it's now burned an estimated 4,000 acres. Crews were monitoring and improving containment lines and conducting burnout operations in pockets of unburned fuel. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. More news at SRN.com. I'm Ron Taylor.